I Would Already Have You Up Under My Arm. Written by Lanky Idiot. Read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Fang Xin and Mu Qing. Background, Hua Cheng and Xie Lian. Characters include Fang Xin, Mu Qing, Xie Lian, and Hua Cheng. Mentioned characters include Pei Ming, Qirong, and Long Qinqiu. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting. Alternate Universe, High School. No Plot / Plotless. Idiots in Love, Angst. High school is hell for Mu Qing. I mean, it's hell for a lot of people, but there's this fucking guy who won't leave Mu Qing alone, no matter how hard he tries to be invisible. His tormenting makes Mu Qing miserable. The beautiful, the bastard is always picking on Mu Qing, and it would be completely fair to say he is a bully. From kicking his seat in class to clicking his pen obnoxiously close to Mu Qing's ear, he sits behind him in health. He is always doing something to get under Mu Qing's skin. The bullying has gone on since the beginning of sophomore year, Mu Qing being the prime target of the talented and highly sought after captain of the swim team. Nobody, except Xie Lian, knows that all of it is just Fang Xin's fucked up way of flirting. Seriously, Fang Xin thinks he's flirting with Mu Qing by being a huge asshole toward him. Something in his mind has him convinced that Mu Qing likes the tormenting, because since he started doing it, Mu Qing is always watching Fang Xin. It's actually Mu Qing watching Fang Xin to know when he's going to make his next move, wanting to stay a step ahead of him. Ever since that one time in junior year where he'd accidentally slammed Mu Qing's hand in a locker so hard he couldn't write for a week, Mu Qing doesn't let his guard down around Fang Xin. The problem is, it really had been an accident. Fang Xin was doing this thing to show off. It was really stupid to begin with. And when he tripped over Pei Ming, he went barreling into the lockers where Mu Qing just so happened to be putting his books away and not paying attention to their show. Fang Xin fell directly into the open door, causing it to slam shut and crush Mu Qing's fingers. He distinctly remembers hearing a crunch, but nothing ended up being broken. Well, nothing except Fang Xin's nose when Mu Qing instinctively swung at him with the not-injured fist. Since he's always on guard now, Mu Qing has gone from tuning him out completely to quietly ignoring Fang Xin. Much to Fang Xin's displeasure, no matter how hard he tries to get Mu Qing's attention, he is unsuccessful. Today, a Monday in the middle of their senior year, Fang Xin shoulders past Mu Qing. The force jostles him and causes the book he's holding to crash to the floor. Fang Xin smiles at him over his shoulder, flashing his stupid perfect teeth, and Mu Qing glares in return. He crouches to pick up his book and retrieves the paper that fell out of it too, before standing up and closing his locker.
I can't wait to get out of here,
Mu Qing thinks, as Fang Xin leans against the locker in front of him.
Gods,
Fang Xin thinks at the same time, while leaning into the locker, after discreetly checking for fingers.
He's so pretty.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there, Fang Xin says, trying his very best to sound cool and casual. It's a lie, because Fang Xin always sees Mu Qing. Mu Qing sighs and rolls his eyes, because of course he'd be invisible to someone like Fang Xin. The fact that Fang Xin notices him enough to make his life hell is truly unfortunate.
Right,
Mu Qing says, looking away from Fang Xin, who's trying to catch his eye. He's gonna do it. Fang Xin decides that even though he's dedicated all of his free time to teasing Mu Qing, he should be less discreet about his advances. If he is going to get Mu Qing to go with him to prom, he should be more forward. The way to do that is with words and not just flirting. So, I was wondering if... I was thinking that maybe... Fengxing tries to get the words out, but they keep getting caught and his smooth brain is prohibiting him from forming a complete sentence. He takes a deep breath in and exhales slowly to collect himself. Eloquent as ever, Muqing says sarcastically and then sighs. He very much does not want to be on the other side of the conversation that Fengxing is clearly trying to start. Oh, thank you. Fengxing beams, because he very much does not know what the word means, but it's probably a compliment, because who wouldn't compliment him? He ignores Muqing's scoffing and continues, Anyways, I was thinking that maybe you'd, like to come to my swim meet this weekend. And, damn it, it's not exactly a date invitation, but it would be the perfect opportunity for Muqing to see him undressed, so he praises himself internally for getting the words out. Muqing blinks up at Fengxing, who has got to be joking, right? This is obviously some sort of elaborate scheme to embarrass him or hurt him again, and Muqing will not fall for it. Plus, there is something about seeing Fengxing dripping wet and practically naked, because what does a swimsuit really even cover? That makes Muqing's stomach flip. And what about it? Muqing is not an idiot, and his eyes work perfectly well, so he knows that Fengxing is objectively attractive. He's tall and tan and fucking cut like a marble statue. Seriously, it's that good. One time, in gym class, they got sorted into shirts or skins for a game of touch football, and Muqing very nearly fell to his knees to curse the gods for making his arch-nemesis so goddamned beautiful without a shirt on. It's a cruel joke, really. It occurs to Muqing that he hasn't said anything in a long time, and Fengxing is just staring at him with his pretty... No, with his amber-colored eyes that do absolutely nothing to Muqing, thank you very much. What? Muqing asks, because he needs an excuse to compose himself, but also because he wants to make Fengxing ask twice before he rejects the invitation. We have, or rather I, have a swim meet this Friday, and you should come watch. You can participate in school spirit for once. Go serpents, and all that shit. What do you say? Fengxing asks, and it sounds even less like a date than this first time he asked, which is not what he was going for. Let me get this straight, Muqing begins, stepping closer to Fengxing for emphasis. You expect me to come watch you do your stupid swim shit on a Friday night when I could have plans even though you've been nothing but a dick to me since we were 15? Muqing is seething. He's probably radiating heat with how mad he is. The audacity of Fengxing to ask him on a date? Except, no, it's not a date because Fengxing hates him and is the world's biggest douche of all time. Do you? Fengxing asks, admittedly stupidly, just because he likes how Muqing stepped closer to him, so he didn't really process anything after Muqing said, When I could have plans. What? Muqing looks confused when he asks it, but his tone is bitter as ever. Do you? Do I what? Have plans on Friday? Fengxing clarifies, and Muqing looks like he could burst with rage. That's what you took from everything I just said? Muqing snaps, crossing his arms across his chest to conceal the tight fists his hands made themselves into. Muqing notices their proximity. He hadn't realized he stepped forward again, and he immediately steps back, but his mind is racing now. Gods, he is so fucking stupid and annoying and pretty. No, he's not pretty. He's so... Ugh! Well, yeah, it's the only reason you'd say no. Like, if you somehow had plans, I'd understand not being able to come. But since you don't seem to do much, I just figured... Fengxing stops himself, because he thinks that Muqing might take offense to some of that, and then he starts again, more carefully. I just mean...
Nobody has ever said no when I've invited them to one of my meets before, so you must be busy if you're saying no. Have you considered that I am saying no because I hate you? Muching bites back, and even his mind winces because, damn, that's harsh. Muching doesn't care, though, because even if he doesn't hate him, Fangxin needs a slice of humble pie as big as the sun with how massive his ego is. Fangxin frowns, brows furrowing as he looks at Muching. Being refused a date has never happened to him before, and then suddenly, Fangxin is flipping through all of their interactions like they're on a Rolodex in his mind. Most of what Fangxin knows about dating dates back to middle school. In those days, he could pull a girl's hair and then give her a flower, and they'd kiss behind the tetherball post. He could do something stupid, and then they'd laugh and let them hold their hand in the cafeteria. In freshman year, when he met the first boy he ever liked, bless his heart, Fangxin destroyed his own homework as an excuse to get Xielian over to his house. When he tried to make a move by destroying Xielian's homework, he cried, and it became a whole awkward mess. They did become friends, though, so that was something.
"You hate me?"
is the only thing Fangxin can think to say, and his brows soften when he sees how mad Muching actually is.
"Oh," he thinks. "Oh, shit. Have I been an asshole this whole time?"
"How could I not when you've been making me miserable for the past 3 years?" Muching huffs, rolling his eyes again.
"Well, I didn't mean to make you miserable," Fangxin retorts, as if it's the most obvious thing in the world.
It makes Muching even more mad.
"You expect me to believe that you incessantly picking on me wasn't meant to make me upset?" "Whoa, that's a big word,"
Fangxin thinks, and then he sighs and shakes his head.
"No, it wasn't,"
he says, and then looks at Muching earnestly.
"I was not trying to make you upset."
It's very dramatic, the thing that happens inside Muching's mind when Fangxin clarifies that he hasn't been intentionally being an asshole. Well, he claims that he hasn't, but Muching is still skeptical. He almost wants to believe him, and his heart flutters at the thought of Fangxin being interested in him. Well, that's gross, because Muching would never let himself admit his slight attraction to that dickhead. But if he was honest, he could totally understand the school's obsession with Fangxin. And have you heard the rumors about his dick? Juyong is legendary.
"So you constantly knocking my books to the floor is...
flirting," Fangxin admits, scratching the back of his neck as his cheeks tint pink.
"Yes." "And the spitballs?"
"Mm-hmm," Fangxin hums.
"Flirting." "What about when you almost broke my hand?"
"Oh, okay, now that was an accident." He sounds so genuine that Muching barks a laugh. Fangxin was blushing at the confession, and now he's smiling at Muching like they're on the same page. Fangxin holds out his hand to Muching, hopefully, and asks again,
"So, Friday?"
Muching almost gives in.
Almost.
Instead, he stomps on Fangxin's foot and then whips him in the face with his ponytail as he walks away.
"Fuck you." "Stupid idiot, Fangxin,"
Muching rants to just himself as he heads to his next class.
"What a moron. He can't possibly be telling the truth. Fuck that guy. There is no way someone can be that dumb."
Unfortunately, Fangxin really is that dumb. For 3 whole years, he thought he was laying groundwork and setting himself for success when he finally built up the courage to ask Muching out. Unbeknownst to him, he was actually making Muching despise his existence. He was part of Muching's life, but as the antagonist. Fangxin needed to figure out how to change that. And quickly. If he was going to take Muching to prom, like he told himself he would when they were 15, he had a lot to fix between them. After all, 3 years is an incredibly long time to have established himself as the villain in Muching's life story. When his foot isn't throbbing anymore, He heads towards his next class. It's a good thing that it's only his pre-calculus class, because he most certainly doesn't pay attention. He is too busy brainstorming a plan to get Mooching to hate him less to pay attention to, or at least tune out less aggressively, variables. He doesn't come up with anything. The next day, he asks Xielian for advice. It's lunchtime and they're outside, spending their meal hour lounging in the grass behind the school.
"Why don't you try being nice to him?"
Xielian offers, not looking at Fangxin while he runs his fingers through Huacheng's hair. Huacheng's head is in his lap, one visible eye closed.
"Being nice to him?"
Fangxin asks, pausing on every word like it's an incredibly hard concept to grasp.
"Like, how?"
Xielian sighs, but still looks at him with soft eyes.
"You know, you just talk to him like you talk to me."
It's useless. Fangxin doesn't know how he talks to Xielian, but obviously it isn't correct because his attempt to make a move on Xielian all of those years ago resulted in them being just friends. Fangxin sighs, falling backwards into the grass dramatically.
"I think I've spent too long being a jackass. What if I can't make it up by being nice?"
"Don't worry," Huacheng says, not opening his eye. "You're always a jackass. I'm sure he knows that behavior is not exclusive to him." Fangxin looks to Xielian for help.
"Defend me against your boyfriend,"
Fangxin pleads with a look. Xielian shrugs before chastising.
"Sanlong."
Huacheng does look up now, to judge if Xielian is actually upset or just trying to make Fangxin feel better. When he sees it's the latter, he settles back against Xielian's thighs and mumbles,
"Sorry, Gaga."
Not even an apology to Fangxin, which he should have expected, but for some reason pisses him off more, so Fangxin hoists himself up from the grass. He dusts his pants off dramatically, and then storms off in the direction of the school. He vaguely hears Xielian call after him, but doesn't look back. His first instinct upon seeing Mooching eating yogurt while reading a book is to smack the book out of his hand, but he remembers Xielian's words.
"Try being nice to him."
So he just sits down on the bench next to him. Mooching doesn't look up from his book.
"Hey,"
Fangxin says, and when Mooching still doesn't look up, he clears his throat and tries again.
"Mooching, hi."
Mooching glances over at Fangxin to acknowledge he can hear him and is intentionally ignoring him. Mooching looks back down at his book, but he can't actually read with Fangxin so close and so fucking fidgety.
"Aching, look, I'm..."
Fangxin starts, but Mooching snaps his book shut with a loud clap before practically throwing himself on Fangxin to put a hand over his mouth.
"Do not call me that. You don't get to call me that,"
Mooching snaps, and it comes out dripping in a mixture of hurt and anger. When Mooching realizes that he's practically on top of Fangxin, he immediately sits back. Mooching clears his throat, picking up his book and setting it on his lap like that didn't just happen. He probably looks like a freak now, and Fangxin's expression confirms that he definitely seems insane because of his reaction over a little endearment. Though, it's not just that. His mother called him that, and...
"I'm sorry,"
Fangxin says. His voice is quiet as he looks at his hands fidgeting in his lap.
"I won't do it again."
"Right. I'm sorry, I... well, my mom used to..."
Mooching trails off, knowing he is unable to finish the sentence without bursting into tears. He changes the subject, not wanting to think about that anymore.
"What do you want?"
Suddenly, Fangxin can't remember what he was going to say, or why he came over here. It feels very unimportant now that Mooching has cracked open the door that leads into himself with the mention of his mother. Fangxin wonders if he takes the handle and pushes, if he can walk in a little further.
"Nothing. I don't want anything. No, that sounds bad. I do want something from you.
No, that sounds worse.
Fangxin pauses, flustered. He's fucking this up so badly.
What happened to her?
He asks, and it surprises even him. Muqing should hit him. He probably would.
What?
Your mom. You said she used to, so I assumed, Fangxin says, effectively grabbing the handle and pushing.
Oh.
Muqing thinks for a minute, because he doesn't talk about it, and especially not to idiot bullies. But something about Fangxin asking so sincerely makes him want to.
She was sick.
Fangxin isn't sure what the appropriate response to that is. He has never been good with grief.
Damn, that's really shitty. I'm sorry.
He looks into Muqing's eyes, trying to convey how genuine he is.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time. I suppose I should try getting over it at some point.
Muqing murmurs, shrugging and then looking away from Fangxin's eye contact.
She was your mom. You don't have to get over it,
Fangxin says instantly, because thinking that way about losing a parent probably isn't a good thing.
Right,
Muqing mumbles, and then he clears his throat again and stands up.
I'm gonna go. I gotta go to my locker before class, but I'll see you around.
It feels like progress, the I'll see you around, even though Muqing probably only said it because he wants to get away from the hard conversation and seeing Fangxin is inevitable since they go to the same school. But Fangxin will take it as progress nevertheless.
Yeah, see you later,
Fangxin promises, because he will absolutely make it a point to see Muqing later. The next day, during biology, which is their first shared class of the day, Fangxin fights the urge to kick Muqing's chair. He sits behind Muqing, which was intentional on his part at first, but then, because their teacher assigned everyone to seats after, there was an incident involving Qirong and Lang Chencho, in which they had to be separated, both physically and by seat assignment. He normally would, out of boredom and trying to get Muqing's attention, but he reminds himself he is supposed to not be doing anything to annoy Muqing. It's already Wednesday, and Fangxin has told himself that getting Muqing to come to his swim meet on Friday is the deciding factor in if he should continue pursuing Muqing or not. If Fangxin can't convince him to show up, then he will leave Muqing alone and stop trying. Instead of kicking his chair, Fangxin stares at Muqing's pretty hair. He likes the way Muqing's ponytail bounces when he dips his head to write something down, or when he tucks a strand of hair behind his ear when the teacher's explaining something that's probably difficult. Fangxin never pays attention enough to know what they're learning about, so he doesn't know, but it's probably hard. Fangxin is so busy staring at Muqing that he doesn't notice the teacher calling his name, which he apparently is because suddenly everyone is staring at him.
Well, what?
Fangxin asks, and a few people snicker when the teacher glares at him.
I was asking you how the genetics would line up if you look at the chart on page 231, but I see you've just now decided to join us, so I'll move on. Pay attention.
She scolds but quickly continues, and Fangxin blushes bright red. Muqing was one of the only people who didn't turn to look at him, which is good because he'd probably die of embarrassment if he had. Fangxin copies notes for the rest of class, but still occasionally lets himself look up at Muqing, as a little treat. When the bell rings, bustle immediately begins since their peers are antsy to get to lunch, and Fangxin stands quickly to catch Muqing as they exit the classroom. Fangxin grabs Muqing's arm to stop him from disappearing into the crowd of the hallway. Muqing wrenches his arm away, looking like he wants to elbow whoever grabbed him. But Fangxin swears Muqing softens when he sees it's him. Muqing sighs and rolls his eyes, crossing his arms across his chest.
To what do I owe the displeasure of your company?
Good afternoon to you too, sunshine.
Fangxin laughs, smiling at Muqing's bitterness fondly. He's really so cute.
I came to see if you wanted to have lunch together.
Lunch together? Why would we do that?
Muqing asks, shaking his head like the very idea of having lunch with Fangxin is impossible.
Because I like you,
Fangxin says, like it's easy, and because it's true.
Muqing's heart pangs, and his hand reflexively goes to his chest. His heart is racing in his chest.
Muqing narrows his eyes, looking Fangxin up and down like he will be able to tell if it's disingenuous if he looks hard enough.
Hmm,
Muqing hums, and then he thinks it over.
Company would be nice, he supposes.
Muqing has been eating alone since freshman year, so someone sitting with him would be weird, but maybe nice.
Fine, you can sit with me, I guess.
Muqing turns, heading in the direction of the cafeteria. Fangxin grins and follows, probably too closely, behind Muqing. They go through the lines without talking. Fangxin fills his tray with a crazy assortment of food, where Muqing opts for a few light bites. When they reach the cashier, Fangxin pulls her into a conversation about something Muqing doesn't pay attention to, and they're laughing easily for a minute or two before Fangxin types his lunch number into the keypad.
Both of us, please,
Fangxin says to the lady, and she doesn't even question it. Muqing slaps his shoulder and gives him an offended look. Fangxin laughs and scrunches his nose at Muqing very cutely.
Oh, come on. Let me be chivalrous. Humor me.
Muqing rolls his eyes, but concedes and then picks up his tray to lead Fangxin to his usual spot on the bench outside. It was weird to be sitting there with Fangxin again, and Muqing can't help but think of their conversation yesterday. He pushes it from his mind, deciding not to dwell on it.
So, Fangxin declares, mouth already full of pretzels.
He swallows and takes a sip of his milk before continuing.
We are going to play 20 questions.
Who is we? I said you could sit with me, but I didn't agree to an interrogation,
Muqing says, rolling his eyes for the millionth time.
Yeah, but you get to ask me questions too, so it's mutual.
I'd rather not.
Muqing bites into his apple to punctuate the sentence, looking away from Fangxin and down at his book. He reads the same line over and over, distracted by Fangxin smacking on his food. There's so much fucking noise coming from Fangxin, various packages crinkling obnoxiously as he opens them. Muqing sighs and closes the book to look at him.
Do you have to make so much noise? What even is all of that?
Oh, well, the obvious answer is food, but I can tell you're judging my lack of healthy choices, so I'll explain. The short version is that I eat a bunch of snacks at school instead of having school lunch, because it's all bad for you anyways, since I'm on a really strict meal plan at home,
Fangxin says before cramming more chips into his mouth and chewing happily. It doesn't really make sense to Muqing. But he's not an athlete, and he also doesn't eat school lunch, so he can't comment on that. He can, however, comment on the weird combination of snacks. Pretzels, chips, yogurt, applesauce, a cheese stick, a pickle, some fruit snacks, beef jerky, and 2 cartons of milk.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but all of that at one time? How do you not get sick?
Muqing asks, and Fangxin shrugs.
Don't know. I guess I'm just God's favorite.
Fangxin grins, and then tips his head back to empty the rest of the miniature bag of chips into his mouth. Muqing has to look away because, god damn, he hadn't realized how pretty of a throat Fangxin has until this exact moment. Muqing takes another bite of his apple and focuses on chewing, counting every single chew until he's no longer imagining what it would be like to run his tongue along the skin of Fangxin's throat.
14, 15, 16.
What kind of pretty noises would he make?
23, 24, 25.
A few minutes pass like this, with Muqing trying to shut all of those thoughts out, because Fangxin is definitely not hot and had absolutely no effect on him at all.
Fangxin touches his arm, and Muqing flinches away but comes back to himself. He scowls at Fangxin, huffing an exhale.
What? You were just staring into space for a really long time. I was making sure you hadn't left me,
Fangxin says, and it sounds really sincere.
As if you didn't do the same thing in class, Muqing barks, as if he needs to keep his defenses up.
He instantly regrets it when Fangxin's face changes. It's a swirl of confusion to embarrassment to fondness? Weird. It takes Fangxin a minute to realize what Muqing is talking about, and when he does, he sucks in a breath as shame fills his belly because Muqing had noticed. But then it passes because Fangxin thinks about how he had been thinking about how pretty Muqing is when the teacher scolded him, and his stomach bubbles with something else. What if Muqing was thinking about him too?
Hey, Muqing?
Fangxin starts to ask, but he's cut off when the bell rings. Muqing stands quickly, gathering his trash and spinning on his heels toward the building.
Damn it.
Fangxin thinks, and gathers his own trash before following Muqing. The next day, Thursday, in sex education class, which is the second class Muqing and Fangxin have together, unfortunately for Muqing, the teacher has begun to ramble on about the importance of contraception, specifically condoms, and specifically for gay men having sex. Muqing wishes he was dead. There's so much tension in the air, and it's a little hard to breathe thinking about sex, gay sex, with Muqing a few desks away from him. To make it worse, Fangxin notices Huacheng stroking Xilian's ankle with his foot under the desk and decides that he wants to die. She passes around a bowl of condoms as the topic changes, and only a few people are brave enough to actually take one. Fangxin is one of them. Huacheng is another. Peiming takes a fucking handful, and some random girl in the back of the class takes one. Fangxin notices Muqing watching him as he takes a condom from the bowl, and winks at him as he passes the bowl on. Muqing quickly looks away, cheeks going pink, and Fangxin snickers. When the bell rings, Muqing is the first one out the door, and Fangxin is asked to stay behind. When he sees Fangxin isn't behind him, Muqing heaves a sigh of relief. He's still sweating from the condom thing. It was very hard for him to be normal in such a setting. He spent the rest of the class thinking about who Fangxin could possibly use the condom with. He scolds himself internally for maybe, possibly, kinda, sorta wanting it to be him. Muqing switches his textbooks, shoving his new book into his bag for next period, and when he closes his locker, he jumps because Fangxin is there and he'd been too distracted to notice.
Jesus, you scared me,
Muqing says, running a hand through his hair and then swatting Fangxin in the chest.
Sorry, sunshine,
Fangxin apologizes, and then smiles at Muqing before continuing.
That was awkward as fuck, wasn't it?
Shit, Muqing thinks.
There is no way he wants to talk about that class.
Yeah, it was certainly something, Muqing mumbles, looking away from Fangxin. He steps closer, and Muqing shrinks back as Fangxin takes his hand.
Here, I got this for you,
Fangxin says, grinning as he presses something into Muqing's hand. Muqing knows immediately what it is, and doesn't even look before flinging it into Fangxin's face.
Go fuck yourself,
Muqing barks, and then immediately pats himself on the back, because it is a good joke. The corner of the condom wrapper hits Fangxin in the eye, because of course it does, and his hands fly up instinctively.
Ow, what the fuck was that for?
Fangxin groans and tries to look up toward Muqing, but his eye is watering too bad and stings to open fully. Muqing feels bad instantly. It's not what he meant to happen, even if it feels a little deserved.
Shit, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Muqing asks, grabbing Fangxin's wrist and pulling it away.
Let me see. Should we take you to the nurse?
One thing about Fang Xin is he is always going to be dramatic about an injury. He was the type of kid to need a band-aid for every minuscule bump or bruise, and especially paper cuts.
Yeah, I think so, but you'll have to help me, 'cause I can't see.
Fang Xin whines, and Mu Qing sighs before lacing their fingers together. He leads Fang Xin down the hallway, earning lots of stares from their peers. Mu Qing kind of wishes he could evaporate. He hates all of the attention being on him. Somewhere along the way, during the 5 or so minute walk, Fang Xin's eye stopped hurting. He was enjoying Mu Qing holding his hand and leading him, though, so he didn't say anything. When Mu Qing dropped his hand to open the nurse's office door, he grabbed Mu Qing's hand back and pulled it to his mouth. When Fang Xin presses a kiss to his knuckles, Mu Qing just stares. His lips feel pillowy soft against his hand, and Mu Qing's brain short-circuits, thinking about what they'd feel like on his... or something about germs and blah blah. Mu Qing pulls his hand away and scowls at Fang Xin. His eye is still very red, but it's open fully now, and the tears have mostly dried.
What the... did you even need to see the nurse?
I thought so, but then it started feeling better the longer I blinked. It doesn't hurt worse than chlorine getting in there now. Fang Xin shrugs and drops his hands too. But thank you for bringing me anyways, my hero. Mu Qing's stomach twists in something that feels like adoration, but he can't be sure. But he rolls his eyes.
You're welcome, drama queen.
They're alone in the hallway, which both of them realize at once, since the nurse's office is on the far side of campus and kind of hidden away in a corner. Fang Xin inhales deeply and wonders if he really sees Mu Qing staring at his lips or if he's just wishfully thinking. Mu Qing is, in fact, staring at Fang Xin's mouth. Ever since he felt the press of those lips on his hand, he wondered about what they'd feel like on other parts of him. The teenage boy part of his brain wondered about hidden parts of him, while the rest of him just wanted to feel Fang Xin's lips against his.
Hey, Mu Qing, have you ever... kissed anyone?
Fang Xin doesn't finish. Instead, he crowds Mu Qing against the wall and crashes their mouths together. They clink teeth, and Fang Xin tries to turn the kiss into something softer. He's prepared to pull away or get punched. But then Mu Qing kisses him back. Really, truly kisses him back. He feels Mu Qing wrap his arms around his neck, pulling him down, and Fang Xin lifts him up a little by tugging on his hips. It's an awkward dance of shy tongues and wet lips, but it's perfect. The kiss doesn't last long because they are in the middle of a school hallway, but they're equally breathless when they pull away, so that has to mean something. Fang Xin initiates eye contact, and Mu Qing's breath hitches under his gaze. He has to look away, turning his head and pushing on Fang Xin's chest gently to open the gap between them. Mu Qing clears his throat and only glances at Fang Xin once more before speed walking down the hallway. Fang Xin doesn't see Mu Qing the rest of the day, and it occurs to him when he's laying in bed that night that he doesn't even have Mu Qing's phone number. He seeks Mu Qing out immediately the next day to rectify that, because they kissed, and so Mu Qing surely wouldn't have a problem with texting. If they can swap spit, they can certainly swap phone numbers. Fang Xin finds Mu Qing at his locker, where he knew he would be, and leans against the door casually, after checking for fingers, resting his head on his palm.
Sup?
Fang Xin says, trying to sound very cool and very nonchalant.
Good morning, sunshine.
Mu Qing rolls his eyes, but sort of smiles and nods at him.
Hi. So, I was thinking that you should give me your number.
It comes out so much more nervous than Fang Xin intended, but he swallows down the nerves.
What? Why?
Mu Qing asks, immediately defensive, as if they didn't kiss less than 24 hours ago.
Because we...
Fang Xin stammers, completely caught off guard by Mu Qing's response. He was kinda expecting Mooching to give it over willingly, and then he could text him, and maybe they'd make plans to see each other outside of school, and maybe they could kiss some more.
You thought because we kissed once, I'd want to, what, do it again?
Mooching's tone is indignant because he's trying really hard to sound that way. In actuality, he does want to kiss Fangxin again, and maybe more, and would if given the chance.
Right. I don't know why I thought that.
Fangxin trails off, looking very much like a kicked puppy, and Mooching regrets what he said.
I'll see you in class,
Fangxin adds, and then heads toward his own locker just to walk away. Fangxin thinks, as he opens his locker, that he should stop trying with Mooching. It clearly isn't getting anywhere, and he's just embarrassing himself at this point. Fangxin avoids Mooching the rest of the day because his ego is a little hurt from the rejection that morning. Plus, he has his swim meet that evening, and he can't afford to be distracted by Mooching any more than he usually is. Mooching tries to talk to him after biology, and in the lunch line, and as they walk into sex education, but Fangxin just ignores him each time. Mooching recognizes that he fucked up when he doesn't feel Fangxin's eyes on him during either of their shared classes. It kinda stings to no longer have Fangxin's attention, though if you'd have asked Mooching a week ago, he'd be grateful for it. His stupid defensive mouth had ruined whatever they'd started building, and the third time he gets ignored, Mooching starts to panic. When school lets out, Mooching goes home as usual, and it's not until he presses his face against the bus window that it occurs to him what he has to do. Being at the school after regular class hours is weird. The empty halls feel wrong, and it looks a little like a ghost town since everyone is gathered in the natatorium for the meet. Mooching comes later, because of course he does. But Fangxin's heat is the next to go, so he didn't miss anything important. He takes a seat on the bleachers, trying his best to look casual and blend in. It hadn't occurred to Mooching, when deciding to come to the swim meet, that Fangxin would be wearing a Speedo. As Fangxin takes his starting position, every muscle in his back, legs, and arms are on full display, and Mooching feels like he could combust. He knew, vaguely, that Fangxin is hot underneath his usual school clothes, but something about this feels like Mooching isn't supposed to be looking, and he definitely isn't supposed to be blushing. A whistle blows, and the swimmers dive into the water, and Fangxin looks so hot and so graceful that Mooching hangs off the edge of his seat, watching and waiting to see how the race plays out. He assumes it's a race. He knows nothing about swimming. There's another whistle, and everyone takes their position in the water. It's so calculated, and Mooching has a hard time comprehending all the details, because there is so much more to swimming than he initially thought. Honestly, even when the meet is over, Mooching isn't really sure what happened or who won, but it doesn't matter, because Fangxin saw him and the look on his face was fucking priceless. Mooching waits in a corner, away from the crowd of families watching the meet. When Fangxin is able to step away from his team, he rushes over and pulls Mooching into a wet hug, which effectively soaks through Mooching's hoodie, but he doesn't care because he can feel Fangxin's abs against him.
So you do have school spirit?
Fangxin teases, his breath hot on Mooching's neck before he pulls away.
Something like that,
Mooching says, scrunching his nose because he is not here to support the school. He's filled with some courage, with their bodies so close together, and he adds,
Or maybe I just came to see your abs on display. Guess we'll never know.
Fangxin swallows hard, tinting pink and looking away.
He's so cute when he's flustered,
Mooching thinks, and then wants to pull away because he's so used to smothering those thoughts. He doesn't. Because he wants to have more of those thoughts, and Fangxin might not care if he does.
I can't blame you. A lot of people do.
Fangxin Fo yawns, making a show of stretching his arms up to show off his body. Mooching slaps his chest playfully, a spark of something shooting down his arm when his fingers meet the bare skin. Their eyes meet, and Muqing drops his hand, suddenly shy. Fangxin noticed the lingering touch, and he smiles.
You're the only one I care about seeing, though.
Don't say stuff like that,
Muqing murmurs, stepping back so they're not as close.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, come on, you started it. Besides, I'm the one practically naked, so the only one that should be embarrassed is me, which I am not,
Fangxin says, and pulls Muqing close to him again. He's wet, and getting Muqing's clothes wetter by the second, but Muqing doesn't care. He likes the proximity, despite the water.
You're not naked. You have on a swimsuit,
Muqing points out, rolling his eyes.
Yeah, but it leaves very little to the imagination. Am I right?
Fangxin asks, grinning mischievously. Muqing's whole face gets hot, and he doesn't say anything, but he nods once, very softly, so that Fangxin would miss it if he wasn't paying close attention.
See? I knew it. Juyong always has a way of being the star of the show.
Juyong?
Muqing questions, raising an eyebrow.
Shh. Fangxin shushes. Don't ask.
Muqing breathes a laugh and then lifts his arms, hanging them around Fangxin's neck before leaning up to press a kiss to his smiling mouth. It's nothing like the last time, rushed and clumsy. It's a little timid, but sweet, and their mouths fit together perfectly, like they were made to be kissing each other.
Not to be that guy,
Fangxin asks, pulling his mouth away from the kiss.
But does this kiss mean I can have your phone number?
Muqing rolls his eyes before tipping their foreheads together.
If you're lucky, I'll think about it. I don't need you blowing up my phone with 20 questions.
Hey,
Fangxin defends, pecking Muqing's lips before continuing.
It's a good icebreaker.
Muqing laughs, a real one this time, and then kisses Fangxin again. And it's perfect. The end. Listen on to hear a few bloopers.
Whoa, that's a big word, Fangxin thinks.
Oh my god, he's actually so stupid. He's such a himbo, I love him.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I've said, like, fuck you, like, 5 times, just to make sure I get the right fuck you, because Muqing is, he's so, and I must somehow communicate that perfectly through 2 words, just so y'all know.